USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden told G7 leaders the United States is on track to meet the August 31st Afghan exit deadline, but is developing a plan for a possible delay. The White House COVID response team holding a briefing on Tuesday. Center for Disease Control and Prevention Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky saying the Delta variant continues to be the main strain of the virus and is driving up case numbers.
The Delta variant of SARS-CoV-2 virus is highly transmissible, represents over 98% of COVID cases here in the United States, and is driving up infections, hospitalizations, and deaths across the country.
Walensky saying a COVID-19 vaccine is the best way to prevent severe cases of the coronavirus. The ACLU is suing the state of South Carolina over its ban on mask mandates in schools. This is USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.